Interesting halakha on the laws of Kiddush of Shabbat afternoon and Shabbat morning. Of course, we know it's preferable to make the Kiddush on wine, or let's take grape juice, which is Borei Pri HaGefen. Halakha tells us that if somebody doesn't have wine or grape juice, or it's difficult for him to drink those, so he can make it on what we call Hamar Medina. Hamar Medina, we would consider it a beverage that can intoxicate. That's one of the rules that they bring down for Hamar Medina. That's normally a beverage that they drink it in the country that you're living in. Not necessarily to quench thirst, but you drink it as a drink. For example, if you didn't have wine or grape juice, so you'd make it on, let's say, a beer. And beer is a good example because, of course, you make a shakol on it, but you're able to drink the proper shi'ur, which would be a revi'it, which would be 3.2 ounces, and you wouldn't have a problem with that. Our question today is, let's say you don't even have beer. You have no Hamar Medina officially, and you either can't drink wine or you don't have wine, then what are you supposed to do? So, Maran in the Bet Yosef, in Siman Resh Petet, discusses this issue, and he says you can make Kiddush on the day on anything except water. However, when he got to the Shulchan Aruch and he wrote that halakha, he says you could make it, if you don't have wine, you could make it on Hamar Medina. So there's an inconsistency here between the Bet Yosef, which sounds like you can make it on anything, just not water. That would include juice, for example. Guys, a cup of orange juice, or a cup of soda, for example. However, Bet Yosef, he throws in the words, it's got to be Hamar Medina. That would knock out juices and soft drinks. That would only discuss things that can intoxicate, like a beer. Halakha l'ma'aseh, of course, one should make it on wine, and then if not wine, on Hamar Medina, like a beer. However, Chama Vadyan Yabiya Omer says, in the event that you don't have any of those items, you can make the Kiddush, or you should make the Kiddush on a juice. Take an orange juice, for example, and make a Shakon Yabit Baroh, and that will be your Kiddush, and then you'll make the Hamotzi. Now, why? Because according to the Bet Yosef, at least, you don't need to have Hamar Medina. It's just got to be a drink. And even if you want to tell me that what, it doesn't count as a kiddush, let's say. I didn't make a berakha l'batala, I mean, I made a shakol on a glass of juice. The worst problem that can come out of it is that I drank before kiddush. And let's say the kiddush doesn't count, because let's say you can't make it on orange juice. So the worst thing is I maybe drank a little before kiddush, and according to some nishonim, it's not so bad if you drank or tasted something before kiddush. Therefore, the halakha, in the event where one does not have wine, no grape juice, no Hamar Medina, one should not just go make Hamotzi Lechem in the Aris. You should take a juice, make the Kiddush on that, and then continue and make his Hamotzi.